May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning, in its second two verses, say some important things that I think we need to hear. Earth might be fair, and all her people glad and wise, age after age, their tragic empires rise, built while they dream, and in that dreaming weep. Would we but wake from out our haunted sleep? Earth might be fair, and all her people wise. Earth shall be fair, and all her people one, nor till that hour shall God's whole will be done. Now, even now, once more from earth and sky peals forth in joy our old undaunted cry. Earth shall be fair, and all her people one. We as followers of Jesus are called to be one. He reminds us of that time and time again. That it is our commonality in following Jesus that draws us together and helps bring about God's will and purpose for the world. But as our hymn this morning reminds us, we don't always seem to live that way. We seem too intent on building our own personal empires, our own way of understanding, our own way of doing things, our own expectation of the way other people should do things, that we move away from that oneness. And we are all drawn into our separate little corners where we are in control, or at least we think we are. There's another hymn contained in our epistle this morning from Philippians. Let this same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself. He lived with others. He lived in their midst, listening to their problems, walking with them in their struggles. The Jesus that Paul talks about this morning was one who spent time feeling and knowing the hearts of those around him. Earlier in Philippians, in the first part of our reading, Paul says to the people of Philippi, "Make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind." And then he gives them some hints on how this might begin to happen. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not at your own interest, but to the interest of others. Live in a way that your heart and mind is opened to the other in our midst. Earlier today, we were in the rector's forum talking about the use of the phrase, the good old days. How much better things used to be at whatever time, in whatever place, in whatever memory we might have. But the reality is that all times and all places are filled with a mixture of the good and the bad, a mixture of happy and sad, confusion, knowledge. All times are filled. But in the midst of our time today, you and I are called to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Being faithful followers who don't try to make people think how important we are or how much we know, but by listening to the heart and mind of other peoples, by listening and being empathetic to the fears and doubts that infect the hearts of those around us, and yes, our own hearts as well. Paul reminds us this morning that we as Christian people are called to something higher. We are called to live a life that is open fully to the world around us. A life that listens, a life that loves, a life that feels the pain and hurts and joys of other people. Because it's only as we begin to live into their lives, into their understanding, that we begin to see the fullness of who we are. Our hymn reminds us this morning that God's will be fully done when we can, with truth and conviction, claim the oneness that we have in Him. Not trying to build our own empires, not retreating into our own worlds, but living fully in this world that surrounds us. Let this same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Let us humble ourselves and live our lives open to God and to the oneness to which we are all called. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God.
For all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world, for Donald, our president, for Brian and Henry, our governors, for the leadership of the CSRA,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace,
for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God, for our congregations in Swainsboro, Good Shepherd, and in our companion diocese of the Dominican Republic, for the congregation in Santiago, Christ the Savior,
for all who proclaim the gospel, and all who seek the truth,
for Michael, our presiding bishop, and Frank, our bishop, for our clergy, George, John, Bill, and Irwin, and for all bishops and other ministers, for our sextons, Hillary, Greg, and James,
for all who serve God in his church,
for the members of our search committee, and this parish during our time of self-study and search, that we shall grow in our commitment to one another and to the cause of your Christ, and may come to choose a faithful pastor to join us in our ministries, in our parish, community, and diocese. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially Nyla, June, Hester, Bobby, Aria, Bill, Margaret, Reese, George, Lewis, Sid, Bob, Pete, Reba, Keisha, Lois, Alice, Norm, Julie, Daryl, Teresa, Bernice, Marty, Barbara, Rusty, Jeff, Melanie, Rich, Lonnie, Wayne, Dan, Jackson, Millie, the Augustine family, and all those we remember in our hearts. For all who are serving our country at home and abroad, that they may be strengthened by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, especially Joe, Dylan, Joe, Trey, Graham, Toby, Zach, Jonathan, Sylvan, Zachary, Bennett, Chris, Jim, and Andrew. For all healthcare providers, first responders, essential workers, and all who offer of themselves in the service to others, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, give comfort and renew their energy, strength, and compassion. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble suspicions disappear and hatred cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially Sally and Linda. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. God's peace, Keith.
John, do you have any announcements? No? Good to have everybody here with us this morning. We are glad you are a part of our service wherever you may be. A number of announcements. One is to remind you or let you know it hasn't been announced fully because we were trying to figure out best how to do it. But next Sunday, the 5th? Is that the 5th? Whatever next Sunday is. We will be having our St. Francis Day celebration, Blessing of the Pets and Animals, in the East Churchyard. There will be a sign up online for that. So again, it's going to be limited to 50 participants. The same guidelines apply, being outside pretty much, we're going to follow as inside. So if you are interested in having your pet blessed, please come and be a part of that service. Information will be in this week's postings. As well, just to let you all know and ask for your prayers, this afternoon at 5:30, we will have our first attempt at in-person worship in quite some time. So please keep the parish, those who are attending, and those who will be officiating and helping make it happen in your prayers as we gather together. There are sign-ups for those as well as we move forward. You can either sign up online, or if you don't have that capability, call the parish office, and we will make sure your name gets on that list. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with Saint Paul and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy, has always protected and sustained you, and loved you as a mother. Therefore, go in peace to follow the good road, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and keep you always.
Amen.
Amen. Peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
to obtain your
Moses. You on the
Now we need to go to the indeed an honor to present to you in person